Listener Production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to the number one daily sports news podcast in the country, The Scorecard. I'm Brett Thomas, and this is your fast, fun hit of sport for Thursday, May 25. Today, the Hawks' racism investigation claims another scalp. The Dragons' interim coach makes some big calls in his first week. Code Wars, which current NRL star wants to biff on with an ex-AFL champ. And how serious is the Gypsy King about staging his next fight in Australia? Let's rip in.
We'll start with AFL first, and Hawthorn CEO Justin Reeves has resigned amid the club's ongoing racism investigation.
What a fortnight it's been in the AFL. First, Alistair Clarkson steps down indefinitely as North Melbourne coach, citing the mental burden of the long-running racism investigation. Then, the CEO at his former club Hawthorn, Justin Reeves, resigns for similar reasons. Now, Reeves wasn't in charge during the alleged mistreatment of First Nations players, but he did oversee the cultural safety review that was dumped on the AFL to investigate further. And he was involved in the messy handover between Clarkson and his coaching successor at the Hawks, Sam Mitchell. Reeves has quit days after both major newspapers in Melbourne, The Age and The Herald Sun, claim that Clarko and his former right-hand men, Chris Fagan and Jason Burt, will ultimately be cleared. While that's yet to eventuate, if it does, the finger would be pointed at Reeves as to why an investigation was needed in the first place and reputations unnecessarily damaged. The suffocating pressure on the shoulders of head coaches is in the spotlight, not just because of the events surrounding Clarkson, but also another of his former assistants, Damien Hardwick, who made the shock decision to walk away from Richmond 10 rounds into the season. Hardwick was the longest-serving current coach in the AFL and had three premierships on his resume. The AFL dramatically cut the soft cap during the height of COVID, and the soft cap is the amount that clubs can spend on coaches and support staff. While it has risen since then, it's not enough to make a material difference, according to Sydney's John Longmire.
I think we're $2.5 million short of our soft cap where it was pre-COVID. I guarantee the workloads haven't lessened. The playing list sizes haven't shrunk. They're still the same, and the player demands are growing. And the expectations of senior coaches to be not only the leader of their football team, but to be, in some ways, lead the community on a number of issues and be forefront of a number of different things is only growing as well.
As for Hardwick taking over at Gold Coast, Stuart Dew has declared how passionate he is about holding on to the Suns' hot seat. He's credited with putting a plug in the steady flow of young stars leaving the club and believes they are trending up under his watch, not down.
It's become a little bit of a sport as to who's next. It is what it is. I'm confident I'm the coach for this club now and into the future. Everyone else is probably get a little bit more annoyed. In fact, I know, more annoyed than me. So I'll keep answering the question.
Dragons interim coach Ryan Carr might sound like a mild-mannered, cliche-riddled assistant coach, but in the week he's taken over from Anthony Griffin, he's made some big calls. The first, handing the captaincy to Jack DeBellin, while Ben Hunt is on origin duty. DeBellin missed more than two seasons as he faced serious sexual assault charges under the NRL's no-fault stand-down policy. Two rape trials ended with hung juries and the charges withdrawn. Carr is only 2 years older than DeBellin.
Yeah, you can tell by his performances how hard he's trying, and we've got a relatively young squad in the team, as you can see on the paper, so he's our most experienced player, and yeah, that was the reason around that decision.
His other big decisions, recalling talented young centre Zach Lomax from the New South Wales Cup and moving Ben Hunt from hooker back to his preferred position at halfback. As for whether he wants the job in the long term, he played a straight bat.
The club's asked me to do a job right now, and I'm going to try and do that to the best of my ability, and whatever happens next year happens.
Carr has chalked up one win so far, a nail-biter against the Roosters, and faces super coach Wayne Bennett and the Dolphins tonight. Tyson Fury's appearance in Melbourne last night captured more attention than his good friend Joseph Parker jumping back in the ring or Nikita Zhu fighting for just the sixth time in his young career. The Gypsy King had talked about potentially fighting down under, which initially wasn't taken too seriously, but has started to pick up steam. The heavyweight champion telling Main Event he's scouting potential locations.
It was in the news yesterday that you are looking for a place to have this fight. Brisbane seem to think they've got you. Melbourne seem to think they've got
you. I've had a look at a stadium here in Melbourne. The big, what's it called?
MCG, yeah.
MCG. And then we're going to Brisbane on Thursday to have a look at one where Jeff Horn fought Manny Pacquiao.
Yep.
So we're going to have a look.
I read August as a potential.
August, September, maybe.
Okay.
I've not got any confirmation on dates, but I'm ready to go right now, but we'll see.
On the main card last night, Fury's training partner Parker scored a KO win, as did Zou, who's won four of his six bouts now by knockout. On the undercard, former AFL champs Cameron Mooney and Tom Bellchambers squared off. Bellchambers weighed in at a whopping 121 kilos.
And a heart the size of three men.
And with his shaved head, bore a striking resemblance to Fury himself. The former Bombers ruckman won, and NRL star Latrell Mitchell posted on Insta before the bout he's keen for a fight. At 25, coincidentally the same age Anthony Mundine left rugby league for boxing, and as one of the best players in that code, if Latrell is serious, promoters will be falling over themselves to make it happen. Now, if you're listening via Spotify, remember, hit that bell so you don't miss the ep every morning. That is your fast, fun hit of sport for today. Catch it tomorrow on The Scorecard.